So Frank, with the pizza class,
you gonna let me ask a question or no?
Oh, go ahead.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Charter New Haven Pizza Show, episode 30. I'm Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky, and we are here in Hamden at Rizzo's Original Pizza Tubs with somebody with maybe the best name ever, Kevin.
How you doing, guys?
Great
Pizza
name.
Tubs!
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having us today. I know Frank has been here before. I haven't, so I've been so excited to get here. And
appreciate you guys coming out.
Yeah.
I need my pizza tubs.
So before we got some pizza tubs right here, we're going to show you guys in a second. Before we get into it, you know, give us a little history. Like, how did you start this place? Why did you get the idea? How did it come about?
So the idea came from my wife Carol. She is a lover of normal. We used to order pizza from down the street, regular slice form, and she was always stealing my crust. So she kind of came out with the idea one day. You know, hey, let's try and do something that focuses more on the crust itself. So after about a 2-year period, we're trying to find the best delivery method, mm-hmm. and we kind of developed this one.
Nice.
So it kind of keeps everything, and we've had customers come in. I had an Italian gentleman come in, and he was kind of like, it's similar to deep dish.
Yeah.
So, and I guess you can kind of look at it and say it is similar to a portable deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, let's hold it
up. We're going to go over the specifics, but just want to show people that's what we're looking like.
And it reminds me, I was saying when we walked in, because I'm from Massachusetts, there's a place called the Boston Pizza Cupcake mm-hmm. Company, and it looks like a cupcake, and they make them, and they have like real cupcakes, but then they also have pizza cupcakes.
Right.
Kevin, you got to hold that up the whole show.
Yeah, you get your arm workout in.
And that's all right. I'm good. I'm good.
Kidding. It reminded me a little bit of that, but the other big thing, which I think is fantastic, is the gluten-free aspect. Can
yes.
you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So when we first started, we were not all gluten-free.
I haven't had a gluten-free yet. I need gluten-free in my life.
You will, and you can come see us anytime, and we'll hook you up. So we kind of started, and we're using the same flour. It's a Caputo flour. And this kind of developed because we have a lot of customers that came in and started telling us that we're gluten conscious. We have Quinnipiac College right up the street from us, and we were told that a lot of the kids at the college are gluten conscious also.
Of course they are.
So I spent probably about a month, you know, talking to different people, kind of putting it out there, saying, hey, what's the feedback? And literally every person I spoke to, if it wasn't them that was gluten or celiac, it was they had somebody in the family that was.
Yeah.
So after about 3 weeks, we decided to just pull the trigger, and we're completely dedicated gluten-free now. We don't do anything else, and we even have gluten-free desserts.
Oh, wow. And for people seeking that out, and if they come across your place, they mm-hmm. it must be like finding a gold mine because they're so used to places not having as much
yes.
stuff for them.
Yes. Yes, there are a lot of restaurants that offer options, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of issues with cross-contamination, as I'm sure you probably know.
Oh, yeah.
So being dedicated gluten-free, a lot of people appreciate that.
And you said you ship them, too? I saw a reel on your Instagram that you ship them around the country?
Yes, we just started offering shipping recently. We've only been doing it for a couple of weeks, and we've already gotten orders all over the country.
That's awesome.
Our most recent one came from a customer that actually stopped by with his family that was here. And they're from California. And so he placed his first order. So that's
going back to Cali.
That's
Cali.
Our farthest distance delivery so far.
That's really neat. That's awesome. Now, before you started this place, had you made regular pizza in the past?
No.
Really?
No, the funny story is that before I started this, I was actually in a home renovation business.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's
banging nails.
Yep. So the farthest thing you can think away. And like when I was younger, I spent a lot of time in the kitchen with my grandparents that are from Sicily and, you know, doing a lot of this. They used to make a lot of pasta from scratch. So I've been exposed to all those aspects.
You had seeds in your head planted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So I just kind of took what I learned as a kid, and here we are 2 years later, and I'm in my spot making pizza and meeting people like you guys and all of our great customers that stop by to see us.
It's great. And you have the, if you see on the Instagram, you got the little dishes that make the shape.
Yes.
Now, when you make the dough, do you make it in an actual like dough ball, like a pizza, like a regular pizza dough ball?
So it starts out as a dough ball.
Okay.
And I have a press that I use that
rolls. Must be a little dough ball, a little Pauline.
No, you'd think it would be. It's not.
It's not.
It's bigger than a pound.
Wow.
So I have a, I used to roll it out by hand, and I go home every night, and my wrists would be killing me from using the roller, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I
we don't use roller in my class.
Yep. Yep. So I managed to find one that is like a hand, it's a hand crank, but I can adjust the roller down, and it rolls it down to like eighth inch.
Gotcha.
And then I have specialized equipment that we had made special just for this.
Nice.
Cut it out, and then I pop it into our aluminum tub that we use to bake it. And then my wife does the other half. She sauces, cheeses, and then put whatever else we have on there. So she's the other half of the equation.
Yeah.
Is Carol camera shy?
Well, she doesn't like being on camera, but...
can she bring us one of those little tubs that you're talking about?
I think she could.
Oh, so we could see it? Yeah.
Hon, can you bring me one of the tubs?
Hon, please.
Please?
Right over here, hon.
And the, you know, we were saying when we walked in here... About how, here they are. We were saying when we walked in here about the competition, and a lot of people say to you, like, there's so many pizza places in Connecticut, you know, but yours is so different.
Hold on, you got to come over here so we can see you. Come on over here.
Stand behind me.
Look, grab that camera. Say hi, everyone.
Say hello. There you go.
That's Carol.
Okay, so here's the pizza tub. Hold it up to the camera and show the people.
So this is our baking cup. And we use the term pizza tub because if you look at this, the shape of our literally looks like a clawfoot bathtub.
Yeah, it really does.
So it's kind of a play on words.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it got. And as you can see, a lot of people, and we're set up right now because we're shipping, we have everything frozen. So we have customers come in. They'll say, hey, I'm hungry. I'd like some hot now. We make them in our oven. It takes me about 8 minutes. And they can take some home frozen.
Nice.
They have one of our boxes. We have directions on the back on how to make them, so you can do it both ways.
That's awesome. And it's it. So Frank, with the pizza class,
you gonna let me ask a question or no?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just kidding.
No, I was gonna tee you up to something here.
Nice.
It seems like you do it the same way that you would do in your class, where it's dough, sauce, cheese, toppings. The same kind of structure.
Yeah, you know that. A lot of pizza is very similar, but there's obviously differences. Question I have for you is I know you described it before, but like how did the tub come into, like, you could have done a circle, a square, a triangle, but the tub, like, that's what I'm interested in finding out.
It's kind of, I looked at, there are a couple of other products that are similar that are already on the market, and we kind of took those ideas and kind of said it kind of works. And we kind of put our spin on it, and this is what we came up with.
Yeah.
And it makes the most sense. And everything that we do here is all handmade. Mm. We make our dough here. It's a seasoned crust. It's a caputo flour. Nice. We make our sweet sauce that goes inside. So everybody says, why not marinara and why not mozzarella? Mm. Everybody does marinara and everybody does mozzarella. So I wanted to do something to differentiate ourselves, not only with how it presents itself, but the ingredients that are inside of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stand out, yeah.
And I know we were talking about, you know, you had some people ask you, well, you know, geez, this is, you know, this is not big. But I've had these several times, not the gluten-free, which I'm going to have in a minute or so, but they're super filling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's the thing. Like, honestly, and I'm, you know, not a small guy, I can't really have more than two. You know, one is good, and because I like to eat pizza, I have another one. But, you know, so I just want people to know that because I think that's important.
Yes. Yeah, I have a lot of people coming in, and they want me to tell them, like, what's a serving? Like, how much can I eat? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you, like, you're a big guy, you should be able to put down four, or you're a big guy, you know, your size, you should be able to put down two. But it's basically up to that person and what their appetite's like.
But I think looks are kind of deceiving, too, because you see the size and you're like, oh, I could eat this whole plate. But, like, to Frank's point, it's got the toppings, the filling,
Yeah. I mean, I think if you roll that out, just, and this is just me, you know, you're probably looking at least a medium slice would be my guess.
Yes.
So, you know, one of these tubs is a medium slice of pizza.
Right. Yep. And I think before we were kind of putting these up so people can kind of see them.
Yeah, why don't you
let's go through them.
So this is what we started out with. When we first opened up, we had our cheese and we had our pepperoni.
Yep.
And then we had a lot of feedback saying, hey, our menu's kind of small. So then we added our sausage and we added our bacon and onion.
Nice.
So these are the three newest ones. This is a Veggie Lovers. This is a three cheese tomato pesto.
Ooh.
And you said it was four before.
I said it was five because there's actually two cheeses that are actually inside the new pesto that we bought.
Oh, I see.
So it actually works out to be five. And then this is the most recent one that people seem to love the most is our buffalo chicken.
Oh, yeah. People love the buffalo chicken. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
This almost reminds me, Frank, of like a Detroit style or like with the sauce on top.
Yeah.
Or even like some of the deep dish, like
listen,
Chicago
I'm digging
style.
In,
get in
man.
There, Frank. Get in there.
So anytime I go to a new pizza place,
look at that
ooze, yeah,
woo, baby.
Anytime I go to a new pizza place, I always go cheese. So I'm gonna grab the cheese
Classic.
First. Oh, look at that.
Mm.
Nice.
Yep.
Love it.
Super tasty.
How you liking that?
Nice crunch.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
The sauce is unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sauce bites you for sure.
That's all my wife.
And the kudos to the sauce. The sauce is great.
That's all my wife. Carol makes the sauce.
In the Instagram videos, you have a couple really great reels up on Instagram. One of them has a lot of views. And the little machine that you use to put the sauce in is really neat. Like, it's really cool to see how they're put together, you know?
Yep. Definitely got to have a lot of different tools so that we make sure we're putting in specific amounts. And that has a lot to do with the cost of the product. And
have you ever had a moment where you're super busy? Like, how long does it take to make one pizza tub?
So it really doesn't take that long. Like, once from start to finish, maybe take a minute or so.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take that long, but, like, we're getting ready, and we're actually going to be attending the Wicked Gluten Free Expo in Mohegan Sun this month, the 29th. And if anybody happens to be up there, they can stop by our booth and see us. But we're actually in the process of making... Since we have seven products, we're making 100 of each to bring up there, and I'm hearing that might not even be enough, that we might sell out very
fast.
That'd
be a good problem.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
The thing that I want to make very clear, because, again, I was here probably 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had your original product, and then I think I bought two boxes home, which didn't last long. But, and I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, I'm a gluten-free snob.
Okay.
I'm not big in the gluten-free. I get it. I understand it. I respect it. It just doesn't particularly have a lot of taste to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about this, if you didn't tell me this was gluten-free, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a big thing.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. And I spend a lot of time telling people, if you came in and I didn't have gluten-free on our menu by the door,
wouldn't know.
And you took it out and you ate it and you said, wow, this is really great, you would never know it's gluten-free.
Right.
No. And it's not New Haven style. We know, we live in Connecticut. New Haven style is a big thing. It's not New Haven style. Not trying to be New Haven style.
Right.
But it's something different. It's something great for college kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's something great for a family. Everyone's got a busy schedule. You pop these dogs in. How long does it take to bake them? 11 minutes?
In our oven, it takes 8 minutes. When you take it home, it's about 13 minutes at 500 degrees in your oven.
And with kids, I have two young kids. Like, I mean, for dinners and lunches, like, this is, like, perfect to just pop in the oven.
Yes.
Now, is it exactly 13 minutes, or is it 13 minutes and 3 seconds? Or
it's give or take.
Okay.
I usually tell people, based on the type of oven that you're using, you want to kind of make sure you're getting a nice little brown on the top, so you make sure it cooks all the way through. And the secret is our tub. This is basically what you want to make sure you heat up, and it basically gets the heat around the side, so it'll cook the bottom, and you got to make sure it cooks all the way through.
Make it a nice and nice.
Yes.
Now, when I first started trying to make pizza after learning from Frank, it took me a little while. You have a couple trial and error. Mm-hmm. Did that happen when you first started to make these?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
there was a couple, you know, you had to kind of, you know, work the recipe to make it what you wanted?
Yes. We started this in October of 2021.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I took about 2 years, and you know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Developing stuff, doing a different style of flours. We tried multiple flours, tried to figure out the direction to go to, and I landed on Caputo because it's a good product.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Caputo.
Yeah. So
it's world class.
And I was told that I not only picked the best flour, but the most expensive.
Of course.
But, you know, I want to make sure I could put
it. Did your wife pick out that flour, or you did?
I did. She she was kind of like, you know, kind of along for the ride, but it's like a lot of the products that we use, a lot of places we source things from is all me.
Yeah.
So, but she loves it. Like, she won't even eat regular pizza, and she actually had me at one time making regular pizza in slice form, and she actually said to me once, she's like, can we do that in here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we can't make regular pizza in here because all I need somebody to do is walk through the door going, hey, you do make sliced pizza.
Yeah, and then you're done.
Right, you got to stick to your
roots.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's interesting. It's been interesting.
Any plans for different flavors, different toppings, different tubs?
Yes. Yes.
Can you talk to us about them or no?
So the buffalo chicken actually came because we had a number of people coming in saying, you got to put a buffalo on. And then we just recently had somebody come in, and they said something about doing, and I can't remember what exactly it was, but it was more of a cheese with kind of like an oil in it, but with no sauce on the bottom. I think they called it a white pizza.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I have people, and like the one that I wanted to come out with, and I'll say this in front of my wife, and if she's here, you'll see the look on her face.
Let's see. What's she look like?
I wanted to do a pastrami Reuben tub.
Ooh.
And if you can see my wife, she's going like
that. She doesn't want that.
She's like, nope.
So the last episode, we were just talking about the St. Patrick's Day pizzas that some places have with the corned beef and cabbage and all that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel like there's so many different combinations.
Yes. Kielbasa, potato, sauerkraut. I mean, all kinds of crazy things.
Yes. I've had somebody come in and say something about doing a potato pizza also.
See?
Yeah, because that's a big Connecticut thing. I think the mashed potato pizzas and potato and bacon and all that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the biggest thing that's good about this is before I do anything with it, before I put any sauce or anything with it, it's basically, this is the cavity. So you can see how deep that cavity is in there.
Yeah.
I can put anything I want in here. And it's just my imagination.
Yep.
Like somebody was saying to me, hey, maybe you should put a kielbasa on your menu. I could make a kielbasa out of this. A little bit of cheese on the bottom. But then you kind of get into, well, a lot of people like to have like different toppings. Like I like to have ham and sausage in mine.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to make one that's a calzone, it would just be just regular cheese. I'd have to literally make that to order.
These be great for birthday parties too.
Correct. Yep.
And the other thing that popped in my mind is breakfast.
Ooh. I was thinking, now you're talking.
Someone said that.
Somebody brought that up too. They were like, "You need to make breakfast tubs."
Yeah, because it's almost like a quiche kind of. Like it kind of looks like a breakfast, like scrambled eggs.
Kevin,
like,
you're a fart smeller.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of the beauty of it, is that like the possibilities are endless with what you can put into these tubs.
Yes.
And taking suggestions from people, because it's such a new concept for most people who come in here, that it's great that you take the feedback and, you know, people request what they want, things like that.
Yeah, probably the most thing that I do is when a lot of customers come in, I spend a lot of time talking to them, not only asking them how did they find us, what avenue, but like getting different ideas about different products to put out, which is where the buffalo came from. So
now you grew up in Connecticut, correct?
I did.
So did you grow up eating New Haven style pizza or a pizzeria in your town? Like, where did you grow
Greek.
Up on?
He looks like he's a Greek guy.
Italian guy. Family from
Half
Sicily.
Greek?
No. Family from Sicily.
Oh, Sicily.
Family from Sicily on my grandma's side. We grew up in the Stratford area.
Okay.
So.
Salernos,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So. And it's funny because I had a gentleman come in the other day, drove in from Hartford to pick up stuff for his wife. And then he went over to Zupardi's for himself. So I was like, you're killing me. You're coming into my place, and then you're going to Zupardi's next. But he said next time he comes back, he's going to do the full boat.
Are these going to be in grocery stores? Any plans for that?
That is the main plan, is to kind of start here, get us out into retail. You know, we're doing the shipping right now. So, you know, we're kind of baby steps.
So right now, to get these pizza tubs, either come down Whitney Avenue in Hamden or your website has a link that you can order them and ship them 50 states.
Correct.
And then Instagram, Rizzo's Original Pizza Tub on Instagram. You can search it there. The videos are awesome. Like, there's some great reels on there because it's so fascinating to see them being made.
Yes.
The behind-the-scenes stuff is cool.
Absolutely.
And we'll share all that, obviously. We did say that Frank said earlier that it's not necessarily New Haven style, but I did see that you do have the Fox and Park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you do have a little taste of the New Haven style pizzeria when you walk in, which is an awesome touch. I think it's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have my favorite, which is the grape. A lot of people don't like the grape Fox and Park. That's my favorite Fox and Park. Your wife's giving me this.
We actually sold out of my favorite, which is the cream.
Oh, yeah, that's a popular one. People love that one.
Yes,
yeah.
That's old school, man, cream. Birch Bear, I think, probably, and I have talked to people at Fox and Park. I think that's the most popular soda is the Birch Bear.
Yes, yes. And we actually have the diet because I was also told that one sells out big time, too.
Okay.
So I figured diet, and then we have the gassosa also. We've had some people come in and ask for that, and you can see we have it, and we still kind of have a lot of stock in there, but, you know, it is what it is.
That might not be a reorder.
Yeah.
I see your menu up there. Is it only pizza tubs, or do you make other things there? It's just pizza tubs.
Just pizza tubs.
See, I think that's a smart way to go. I think that when you have something like this that's so unique, you know, the minute you start putting in salads, appetizers, it starts to kind of dilute it.
Pizza tubs!
And that's the funny part that you mentioned about salads, because we had a couple of people come in and say, hey, can I get a salad? So I sat on that one for a little while, and then we tried it. I spent all the money getting everything. We made them, put them out. We sold two, and then everything went bad.
Yeah, right.
And then I pulled it off the menu. It just wasn't worth it.
I thought you were going to say a salad tub. Yeah. I was like, oh, that wouldn't work either.
That would be my wife, because my wife loves salad.
Yeah.
You could put a little bit. You could just get one of these and put a little salad in it. Like, they could do it at home. They don't need to order it here.
Yes, and that was also something that we were going to come up with, too, is because I can make just the dough and put it in the tub with nothing in it and freeze it, because the other thing that I didn't mention that we offer is we do have some lactose-free customers that come in, and I actually have that available on our menu, and that's special order.
Yeah.
So we've had some people come in and say, hey, I have a son that's lactose intolerant, so we have that available.
Yep.
And for me to do that is basically I make our tubs ahead of time, just blank. So when somebody comes in, we can fill them with sauce, put whatever cheese they want.
Oh, that's smart.
And I have two different cheeses that we offer. We have a Viola that somebody told us about, and then I have a Daya also, so they can choose from either or.
I guess the last thing to wonder is dessert. Have you thought about dessert tubs?
So somebody brought that up about making it, but it took me 2 years just to get these. And
there's got
to
be an ice cream shop nearby that they can go to.
Yep. Yeah, we actually are partnered with Dee's One Fine Cookie out of Glastonbury.
Oh, cool.
And we have her product here for sale.
Nice.
A lot of people know about her, and they're like kind of happy they can come down here and not only get pizza but get desserts too.
So not only the tubs but the desserts.
Correct.
Nice.
And the desserts are all gluten-free too.
That's great.
So.
And Rizzo's your last name, right?
It is.
All right, awesome. Kevin Rizzo, thank you so much for being on Charred with us. Rizzo's Original Pizza Tubs in Hamden, Whitney Ave, that's where we are right now?
Yes, 2411 Whitney Avenue. We're right down the street from the town hall, right across the street from, I believe it's Connecticut Orthopedics.
Nice.
And stop down and see us, try us out.
Yeah, get a pizza tub. Let's hold these up one more time to show the people.
Yeah,
pizza tubs.
Delicious. Minus the two that the two gentlemen just
All right, thanks so much. Everyone, watch on YouTube, subscribe everywhere you get your podcast. Follow us on social, Charred New Haven. And remember, it's not charred. I mean, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
It's tub.
Yeah, today it's tub.
There you go.